So, I think one thing that we hear often is, you can't talk about residential schools or colonialism with kids. It's too much for them. It's going to provoke confusion or shame or. But my response is, anyone who's lived through this knows, understands it at a very felt level. And I think it's actually part of our responsibility as educators and as workers to help provide language for these experiences. If we're able to use social psycho labels and assessments, even on very young children, we can surely also talk about racism and colonialism in residential schools in a way that's appropriate, but still helps people convey how it's impacted their families and also convey what kinds of alternatives might be possible.